The news in touch with your world. I'm Leanne Kuntz. Good morning. SA to summon Zambian High Commissioner after Mai Mane deported and public protector asked to investigate jobs for cash scandal. The Zambian High Commissioner will be summoned by South Africa's International Relations Department to explain why Democratic Alliance leader Musi Maimane was barred from entering Zambia. The department says, according to its own understanding, South Africans don't need visas to enter Zambia. DIRCO's spokesperson Clayson Monyela says this is regrettable as Zambia is considered a friendly neighbour. Maimane's spokesperson Graham Charters said the DA leader was deported to South Africa without any reasons given. He said when Maimane arrived at the Lusaka airport last night, police were already waiting for him on the runway. He says they stormed the plane and physically tried to remove Maimane. They also confiscated his phone. He was then ordered to take the next flight back to South Africa. The Democratic Alliance will ask the public protector to investigate the so-called jobs for cash scandal. DA MP Gavin Davis says Basic Education Minister Angie Motshekga doesn't have the political will to deal with the involvement of the SA Democratic Teachers Union in the scandal. On Wednesday, before presenting her budget to Parliament, Motshekga said no evidence pointed to SATU. Davis says this was contrary to the findings contained in her ministerial task team report that set out SATU's central role in the racket. He said the task team found that SATU bosses had captured 6 out of 9 provincial education departments and was using its power to inappropriately influence the appointment of teachers. Motshekga also admitted in a letter to the Human Rights Council that SATU was involved in the scandal. 5 people are expected to appear in the Upington Magistrates Court today in connection with a robbery at a bottle store in the city's CBD this week. Northern Cape Police spokesperson Sergio Cock says the suspects armed with firearms entered the premises on Tuesday night and allegedly tied the hands and feet of the cashier and co-worker with ropes. After stealing a substantial amount of money and cigarettes, the suspects fled the scene in a vehicle. Cox says the men were arrested early on Wednesday morning.
The victims later managed to untie their hands and feet and they contacted the police. And a manhunt was immediately activated. The police recovered 4 firearms, alcohol and a huge amount of cash. The police also confiscated the green BMW that the suspects were traveling in as it was allegedly used in the commission of crime.
And Italian MotoGP great Valentino Rossi has been taken to hospital in Italy after being involved in a motocross accident yesterday. His Yamaha team said in a statement the 38-year-old, a 9-time world champion and currently 3rd in the top class, had sustained mild thoracic and abdominal trauma after the accident in training in eastern Italy. The team said no fractures were detected in any part of the body and no serious trauma was found. Top story at this hour, South Africa's International Relations Department will summon the Zambian High Commissioner to explain why DA leader Musi Maimane was barred from entering Zambia. Reach OFM News via email at news@ofm.co.za.